This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. The music of Lou Harrison is a lot like the San Francisco Bay Area he called home for most of his life. Lyrical, innovative, and eclectic, at the same time pan-Pacific and all-American. For more than 40 years, he was one of the Bay Area's most distinguished musical citizens, part of and witness to some of the 20th century's most important developments in our country's music. Bits of this school and parts of that trend informed his music, but in the end, his style was completely individual and unmistakable. Lou Harrison was born in Portland, Oregon in 1917 and spent most of his youth in San Francisco. After studying first with the maverick Henry Cowell and later with the more traditional Virgil Thompson, Harrison became more and more interested in Korean, Chinese, Mexican, and other non-European music. Much of his work is composed for orchestras of Asian instruments, Indonesian gamelan, or ensembles that mix Western and non-Western exotic instruments. He also helped create or invent a number of new instruments, primarily percussion. And one of his gifts to the music world in this part of the country continues to be the Cabrillo Festival of Contemporary Music, which he co-founded in 1963 at Cabrillo College in Aptos, where he lived for many years. Harrison himself described how his Concerto for Organ with Percussion Orchestra came about. In 1972, he said, "I was asked by Philip Simpson, who was then teaching organ at San Jose State University, for a work for his instrument. Within a day or so, I also received a request from Anthony Cerrone, director of the San Jose State University Percussion Ensemble, for a work for his year's concert. The two requests came so closely together that it occurred to me to try combining the two. It also seemed to me that since the percussion orchestra can make a lot of sound and the pipe organ can make a lot of sound too, to put them together and see what would happen." End quote. The work was premiered in 1973 and is dedicated to Gibson Walters, who made it possible, and to Anthony Cerrone and Philip Simpson, who asked for it. Bill Kolvig, Harrison's longtime partner, created several new percussion instruments for the work, including a set of large cube-like wooden drums, which he suspended from a rack. There are actually two groups of percussion instruments in the piece. Harrison explained, "Because the organ is a sustaining tonal instrument, and much of the percussion I wished to use was to be of abstract sound without specified fixed pitch, I felt that an intermediate group of percussion instruments of fixed pitch ought to be used. Thus, there is a chorus of piano, glockenspiel, vibraphone, celeste, and tube chimes, which bridge between the organ and the abstract percussion section." End quote. The work begins with a great noise from both the organ and percussion as each group establishes its presence. Throughout the work, Harrison pays tribute to the keyboard pieces of his mentor Henry Cowell by using padded felt slabs to create cluster chords on the organ. Much of the organ part of the first movement is in a pentatonic mode, based on a five-note scale that might call to mind Western treatments of Native American music. The movement develops into a dialogue between the organ and percussion. Both the first and last movements are written in a modified rondo form, with each verse returning home to the chorus, A, B, A, C, A, D, A. The second movement, which Harrison called Siciliana in the form of a double canon, begins with an extended, slightly disjointed organ solo. Harrison uses a modified Greek mode, which he invented. He said that audiences often construed it as a sort of jazz festival. The third movement begins with a percussion solo, beginning in the tuned instruments. The organ creeps in with a slow, deliberate solo passage. The mallet instruments return with atmospheric runs on the bell trees. Things begin to build as Harrison adds the piano and the organ returns with some special effects. The organ, pianos, and percussion join together in a cloud of what seems to be half-remembered phrases from somewhere else. And the movement resolves in a chorale. In another display of special effects, the organ begins the fourth movement sounding like a Javanese gamelan. And then like Chinese bells. Harrison said that his feeling in the last movement was originally meant as a kind of homage to the syncopated sections in the organ works of César Franck. It begins where the first movement left off, but with jazzier rhythms. Everyone gets a chance to shine until, after a furious blast of percussion, the organ rejoins the group, pushing toward a brilliant finish for all. One of Lou Harrison's greatest gifts to American music was his championing of the music of Charles Ives, helping the music world to know and love the work of a true innovator, a maverick who was way ahead of his time. Harrison might have chuckled at being described as a maverick himself, but along with the music of Ives and his own mentor, Henry Cowell, his music occupies pride of place in that category of composers who, to paraphrase Robert Schumann, could remember a sound that has never been heard before. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.